Hey, what's up, Sports World, and welcome to the Winner Circle with Ray Diggs. I got a great, great segment for you all. I want to talk about the College Football Playoff National Championship. As you know, it's a few days away, and we got two hell of a teams. We got TCU, the Horned Frogs, on one side. We got the Dogs, the Bulldogs, the Georgia Bulldogs on the other side. We got the number three team in the nation that's bringing in a 13-1 record, and we got the number one team in all of the nation bringing in a 14-0 record, the Georgia Bulldogs. These are two top-notch teams. As you all know, right now, the betting lines have Georgia as a 13-point favorite. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if Georgia's going to have another bad game like they had against Ohio State. I don't know if TCU going to have the perfect game like they had against Michigan. But I can tell you this right here. I got a feeling that Georgia will not have another bad game. The way they had last game, I don't think it's going to happen again. So I think that TCU have a chance because everybody have a chance. If you're lining up on the football field, everybody have a chance. But I got a feeling that they have a very slim chance because, like I said, if they would have caught the Bulldogs, they would have caught Georgia last week. I think TCU probably could have beat Georgia. But being that they had a week to prepare, I think Kirby Smart pretty much called his team out all week, even after the game last week. And I think that this team right here is going to be prepared. I think they're going to be ready. I think that the Georgia Bulldogs are the better team all around, you know, from the quarterback to the running backs to the wide receivers. I think TCU might be better than them at the wide receiver position because they got better weapons at wide out. But with the offensive line, the defensive line, the linebackers, the secondary, I think Georgia is the total team. They have a way better team than TCU. You got Max Duggan that's coming in for TCU at quarterback. He's thrown for 3,500 yards with 32 touchdowns. Keveon Miller, he got 1,400 yards rushing with 17 touchdowns. He was hurt last game. We don't know if he's going to play this game. If he doesn't play, that's going to make the job even harder for the TCU Horned Frog. But I think for the national championship, I got a feeling that this kid is going to figure out a way how to get on that field. And then you got Quentin Johnston. He have almost 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns. He had a huge 70-yard touchdown against Michigan that really pretty much sealed the game. But I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to talk a little bit about TCU in that game, in the College Football Playoff semifinals. I just feel like Michigan made too many mistakes to really pull out that game. Michigan was the better team. But if you make so many mistakes, if you throw two pick sixes, you're most likely gonna lose the game. And then you fumble in the end zone. So just think about all the things that had to go right for TCU, even for them to just pull it out against Michigan. And I feel like Georgia is better than Michigan. You know, I don't think Michigan offense was really that good anyway this season, and they still almost won the game. I think that Ohio State had a way better explosive offense than Michigan. But with that being said, I just feel like when it comes down to it, when it comes down to TCU, they had to have everything to work in their favor. Everything pretty much worked in their favor. They had two pick sixes, and they had a fumble in the end zone. So you got three turnovers. You should win the game in a blowout, to be real with you. And you only win the game by what you won by. Like, I just feel that when it comes down to it, this team, and you win the game 51-45, it just makes it, like I said, you know, everything that could go wrong for Michigan did go wrong. And that's the reason why I say, and then you look at Georgia, everything that could go wrong for Georgia went wrong for Georgia. Because, you know, you had Stetson Bennett, he threw an interception, and they was just, they just couldn't stop nobody. They could not stop Marvin Harrison Jr. They could not stop the receiving coordinator. They could not stop C.J. Stroud. So with that being said, I think for one team, everything went wrong. And I mean, for one team, which was Michigan, everything went wrong and they lost by 6. For the other team, everything went wrong against them and they won the game by 1. So that just tells you how good Georgia is. Even on a bad game, they can still win. So with that being said, I just, you know, Georgia coming into the game, both of these teams pretty much even. TCU averaging 41 points per game, Georgia averaging 39. TCU is allowing 25 points per game on defense, Georgia is allowing 12. and both offenses, pretty much total offense is pretty much the same. You know, both of them averaging 474, 494, with Georgia averaging 494. Passing yards are pretty much the same. Rushing yards are pretty much the same. On the defensive side, TCU is giving up 385 yards a game when Georgia's only giving up 282. But that don't mean nothing, because this right here is just a one game. Who can play their best game for one game? That's the only thing that matters. I've seen where a team was basically the overall favorite to pretty much win the national championship. We weren't giving them no chance, which was Texas and USC. You know, I saw Miami Hurricanes back in 2001 and when they lost to Ohio State. So I feel like you just got one game to pretty much play your best game, and then you're going to be national championship. You're going to be national champion. So with that being said, the Georgia, can they play their best game? If they play their best game, Georgia wins by 2-3 touchdowns. If TCU play their best game, they win by maybe 7, maybe 3-7 points. So that's just how much better I think Georgia is, better than TCU. You know, and Georgia is well coached with Kirby Smart coming in. I mean, if Kirby Smart win in his first 7 seasons, this right here would be his second national championship. Only person that's better than that is Nick Saban. But Nick Saban had 3 national championships. But if you look at the records, they both are almost identical. You know, if you cover them up, they both are identical in their first 7 seasons. So this right here can pretty much put Kirby Smart on the Rushmore of coaches. You know, I'm gonna put him at least in the top 10 of college coaches if he can win his second straight national championship, because it's been a long time since somebody won back-to-back national championship, and it's never been done in the college football playoff era. So with that being said, I'm going to give you all my pick in this game right here. I'm going to go with Georgia. I got to stick with the SEC. I got to stay loyal to them. I think Georgia's the better team. No disrespect to TCU. I'm going to applaud y'all. You know, you made it. But the Georgia Bulldogs is just a different breed. I think that they played their worst game last week. I don't think they're going to play 2 back-to-back bad games. Last time I seen them play a bad game was against Alabama, in which Alabama stomped them. And then what did they do? They came back in the college football playoffs, beat the brakes off of Michigan, and then ended up beating Alabama in the national championship. So I don't think that Georgia's going to have back-to-back bad games. And that's the reason why I'm going to pick them. And I'm going to pick the score being 35-21, Georgia winning the national championship and going back to back. And hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. Hey, peace and have a blessed night. Peace.